The order of business, as suggested, includes changes to standing orders. And as you know, I've made a submission on behalf of Sinn Féin to you. And it's very, very clear that if you look at the video transcript of what happened last Tuesday, the motion on standing orders was not passed. It was an amendment to the motion that was passed. It's absolutely clear that any suggestion to move now to implement order of business and to implement changes to standing orders is illegitimate. So I'm asking that you do not proceed and remove those changes to standing orders, particularly these so-called other members' questions.
Thank you, Deputy. And in response, Deputy, I would say that as far as standing orders 35 has been implemented, has been amended and has to be implemented. And on that basis, I have a strict obligation to apply the rules. Deputy, please. I'd ask you to resume your seat till I finish what I have to say. I have a strict obligation to apply the rules. Now, I understand it's disputed. I understand. But you have set down your remedy for this afternoon. So if you could just cooperate so as that we can get the order of business carried out and you have your remedy this afternoon later to work on. With respect, Deputy.
What I'm saying is that Deputy, any objective assessment of the video,
well,
you can see with your own
Deputy,
eyes and hear, clearly tells you that the motion was not passed. It's an amendment
Deputy,
that the motion was passed.
Deputy,
so it's very clear that the government are completely out of order to bring in these changes to standing orders that are so
Deputy,
controversial when the motion was not passed.
Deputies, I just ask, Deputies, with all due respect, you have set down a remedy. With regards to acting as Count Corley, you have. And I would say to you, Deputy, Standing Order 35 has been amended. I am going to ask the Chief Whip with regards to moving the order of business. Sorry, Deputy. Deputy, you have put forward your
remedy.
I'm sorry. I have. No, sorry, Deputy. It's your assessment. You disagree with the note. I am putting the order of business to the Chief Whip to move.
I move, Count Corley.
So move. Is that agreed? Not agreed. Thank you. Okay. And now we have a situation where we implement the amendment to Standing Order 35, which is that either the Whip or the Chief Whip or Deputy Whip of each party has 30 seconds. Deputy. 30 seconds, Deputy.
I'm presenting, to be very clear, I'm presenting in protest because any objective assessment of what happened last Tuesday, if you look at the section that dealt with the motion,
Deputy,
you can't quarter in your haste to get the business done, you actually pass an amendment
Deputy.
To the government's motion. It's clear.
Deputy.
I mean, I can read it out to you if you want. I've got the transcript here.
Deputy, if you just
Is the amendment agreed?
It's not agreed. I propose, I ask, is the amendment agreed?
Deputy, excuse me.
Deputy.
Deputy. Deputy. Please, Deputy. Just let me speak. If you'd resume your seat, please. The issue for you to object is now. For you to partake now and oppose the order of business. That's the process, Deputy. You're perfectly entitled. I've put the question. If you wish to take your 30 seconds, I'll move on, if not to the Labour leader. So it's up to you, or the Labour chief.
What I'm saying to you now,
30 seconds, Deputy.
Under protest,
I'm taking the 30 seconds to be clear. Every party should have the right to decide who speaks for them at the order of business. This is blatant what's happening here. The Taoiseach doesn't want to be held to account, so the government chief whip responds. It's treated like some procedural matter rather than the actual business of the Dáil for the week, with huge political controversy potentially every Tuesday. This is an attempt to tell every political party who should speak for them at the order of business. You know, it's blatant
Thank
what's
you,
happened
Deputy.
Here. And it
Thank
wasn't
you,
even passed.
Deputy.
It wasn't even passed.
Deputy.
So we will absolutely oppose order of business because it's illegitimate,
Deputy,
it's illegal. What happened?
Well,
it's blatant.
I didn't devise
blatant
the standing order. I am implementing it, of which you know is my obligation.